Walker.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bogan, along with Pat Finkett, sitting in for Scott Hennon today. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can always leave us a call off air, 855-200-1776, just press 1. Actually, I'm going to ask you to do that today. If you have your favorite Christmas song, I'd like to know what your favorite Christmas song is. You can log in on that at 855-200-1776. Just press 1 and leave us your favorite Christmas song. Love to find out what that is on What's on Your Mind. Pat Finkett sitting in for Scott Hennon. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Steve Areno. Good morning, everybody. Nice to have a chance to come on back, spend a little time with you. This, you know, great radio show. Great radio. Well, and especially now that we got rid of Scott. This is a... This might be a takeover, right?
You know,
we're going to barricade ourselves into the studio here.
Well, coming up on today's program, 9:30, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem on revisiting the DUI laws. Also, tis the season, scams out there, and of course, one of the biggest ones in the news, what just took place with Target. How do you guard against something like that on a state level? We'll ask the Attorney General about that and some of the other scams that are popping up across the state of North Dakota that he is aware of. Also, crime in the oil patch, and we'll touch a little bit on the list of extraordinary places unveiling and requirements to drill on them and his ruling on a man who wanted to get remarried in North Dakota after already being married to a man. And that's so different levels of weirdness. There's no way to describe it, Pat. Just different levels of weirdness. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk with Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Natural Resources, on the latest oil production numbers. Is a slowdown imminent and potential for southern oil development in North Dakota? Well, hopefully, I look at it as new development is going to slow down with what's going on in North Dakota, but not that long-term play. That long-term play, at some point, that is going to level off, but the 1 million barrel mark, that's coming quick.
It's teasing us. It's teasing us a little bit.
It's going to be here quick.
I think it'll be good, too, to talk to Lynn a little bit about the new pipeline rules. Obviously, pipelines have gotten a lot of attention, and probably even get an update on that spill up by Tioga for the Tesoro Company and find out where we are in that thing. I really want to ask him about, you know, that the thing that's kind of been missing in that debate is the federal role in this. You know, the state has really stepped up to clean up that mess. What befuddles me about that whole thing is the fact that you have this whole pipeline thing was under the supervision of the federal government, yet they've fallen off the face of the planet here. I mean, totally dropped the ball. So I'm interested to get a pipeline update and also what North Dakota is going to do to fill in the gaps, because obviously the federal government wasn't up to speed in that one.
But it's interesting to me on how they want to be involved with what's going in North Dakota, whether it's coal or gas or oil production, and the EPA. They want their fingers in it, but gee, something that they had oversight on. Oh, where'd they go?
Totally dropped the ball.
Yeah, which I don't have a problem with. I would rather see them not be around the state of North Dakota on a federal level, but, you know, we'll get Lynn's take on that.
Well, you know, obviously we had enough federal funding at the time to, you know, they say it's because of the sequester, and yet they had enough federal funding to have the Easter egg roll, but couldn't have people in monitoring pipeline pressure.
And so couldn't afford to have the monuments open as well.
Yeah.
But also coming up at 10:30, we're going to talk with Senator John Hoeven on the budget deal passed by the Senate and an update on farm bill progress. It is, of course, Normal or Nuts Friday, and we'd like to know what you think is normal or nuts. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Pat, what's on your mind for Normal or Nuts Friday today?
Well, you know, there's just way too much nuts in this world, and obviously the one that I caught my attention as I was reading this morning is that Michelle Obama, for her Christmas wish, said that she wishes people, in fact, she wants people to make it a Christmas treat to make sure that people talk about Obamacare this holiday season. That's her Christmas treat. Wants to make sure that people talk about Obamacare.
Oh, I'm sure they're talking about it, but I don't think they're talking about it the way that she would like them to talk about it.
The question really comes down to is, do you think that's normal or nuts? What a Christmas present. Yeah, honey. I got you a pamphlet on Obamacare. You may want this. So anyway, that was, I struck me as kind of nuts, but I, who knows? Maybe it's the right thing to do for people to be talking about it. Normal or nuts?
Do you think it's normal or nuts to talk about Obamacare? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
As a
Christmas tree. And
what
actually,
a bore on that,
I just read a story yesterday. I posted the link to it up on our What's in Your Mind Facebook page. We may have found the first casualty to Obamacare, a woman in California that has a rare eating disorder. It's her esophagus doesn't let food process through. So basically she's starving to death. It's very treatable. But because of California's Health Care Act, because of Obamacare, she can't get treatment. She's falling through the cracks. And they're like, well, no, maybe this doctor could. Would you want a doctor that has never done this surgery? It's a specialized surgery. It's a very rare condition, but it is treatable. She was supposed to have a treatment at Stanford, and no, it doesn't work. That health care will not cover
this.
They will not cover it. So she may die because of Obamacare. And you can check out that story on our Facebook page. A very good friend of mine followed up on that story, Lars Larson, out of Portland, Oregon. Normal or nuts for me? I'm still following A&E and Duck Dynasty and Phil Robertson. And now the latest is the family saying, yeah, no dad, no show. I think that's perfectly normal. But do you think A&E jumped the shark on this?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the question is, do you think it's normal or nuts the fact that A&E booted him off the show for comments of, you know, decidedly...
Comments he'd been making his entire life and they knew about it, and he didn't make them on the show.
The people that maybe haven't heard this story is that the father in this show had made some gay comments that were not appealing to the A&E management, so they banned him from the show. And is that normal or nuts? Because clearly they had to know this... First of all, this is a show about rednecks. Really?
Well,
we're surprised that these people made these comments?
It wasn't just gay comments. There were some gay comments. There were some racial comments that were made. But you know what? I will gladly listen to those. Those are his convictions. Those are his opinions.
And he didn't do it on the show.
I don't take them as fact. And they were not on the show. They were in a separate article in GQ magazine. But apparently you're not allowed to speak your mind. Now, he's coming from a religious background as well, because Phil Robertson is also a minister. He's a pastor.
Yeah, we should point out the fact that it doesn't mean you agree with what he's saying. I mean, obviously, that you're not going to agree with what he says. But the fact that, number one, A&E is going to boot him because he said those things off air speaks to political correctness. But even more so, really, you're surprised that this guy has these kinds of convictions and opinions? First of all, have you seen Duck Dynasty? I mean, these are rednecks, and you're surprised by that? Second of all, this guy's been doing this his whole life. Really? You're surprised by this? What this smacks of is political correctness run amok, and the channel racing to cover their you-know-what.
And you're looking at a channel, too, on a cable network that historically is to the left of center, which, to me, was a little befuddling on how they would have a show like Duck Dynasty on, which smacks of... You know, faith and God and family and right down the line and a lot of the things that are stalwarts in American society, they would have this show on. And then if they get a little bit of a response or a reaction or a comment out of one of the characters in this show that they don't like, they're going to blow it up. And they are going to blow it up because I tell you what, this family sticks together and they've stuck together through a lot of things. They have a very successful business. That's the thing that's different about this reality show and the fact that most reality shows, the characters are beholden to a network that puts on the show. They're a cast of characters within that show. This is a family that had a well-established, very successful business that somebody decided that, hey, you know, this might be interesting as a reality show, so let's film their daily operations and how this family works within the construct of their business. They don't need the show. They're still very successful, unlike a lot of other reality shows.
Well, and I think it's important, to, once again, to make the distinction between supporting what he says, which obviously, you know, I don't. But on the other hand, the fact that they're going to somehow punish him for something he did off camera or out of the show when they knew full well that that was the kind of guy he was when they hired him in the first place. And, in fact, it's part of the attraction that created the audience. Not that he's saying these kinds of things, but, he has that kind of background and has that kind of, for lack of it. And I can say this to Steve because Steve's kind of a redneck too, but, he's got that kind of redneck background.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, there you go. So, no, it's nuts. That kind of stuff is just nuts. No question about it.
Let's get to your phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tom in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, good show. What's on my mind? Maybe I take offense to someone blaring redneck over the radio show.
Oh, you know? I've been fired.
No, you're not fired. if you want to consider me far left, maybe I take offense to that, but I'm not. Anyway, I believe in Duck Dynasty. I believe they have the right to do whatever they want to do. This is America, the red, white, and blue, is it not?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Red, white, blue, redneck, it's all good. Tom, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, a normal or nuts Friday. I'm Steve Bakken along with Pat Finkin sitting in for Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Here it is, the final week before Christmas. Have you found that perfect gift? Max can help. The Christmas sale is in progress now. Find an SK 7-piece screwdriver set or a 2-piece locking plier set for only $19.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Pat Finkin filling in for Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. This is a normal or nuts Friday. You can also leave us an off-air call, 855-200-1776. Just press 1. Actually, we'd like to know what your favorite Christmas songs are. You can leave that on there as well, 855-200-1776. Just press 1. This segment of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
You know what is nuts is I was in Arizona on Wednesday and I came home. Let's go to Dan. Dan from South Dakota. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Well, good morning. Yeah, normal or nuts? Well, you don't have to look very far to see crazy, that's for sure. I first learned this Duck Dynasty business. I was checking out the browser, the weather, on my cell phone here, and I saw that this outfit called GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, was really, really, oh, they were hurt. Their feelings were hurt. I guess they're a real sensitive group. And they're all about the comments that the patriarch made. And, of course, my right of free speech here in the next few seconds, or this is going to be nice and clean, but I'm afraid I might hurt some sensitive people's feelings. Well, the people from GLAAD said right there on the Internet that discrimination against them and hate was not a family value in America. Well, I just wonder if, I don't know personally, but I've heard that GLAAD's family values, what those people do behind closed doors, has never been a family value in my neighborhood.
What about discrimination against my family values and what I might consider a family value, which, you know, in this case, Phil Robertson's family values? You know, going back to the previous caller, Tom, you know, he said, what if I was far left? You know what? I would gladly hear what you have to say. I want to hear what everybody has to say. I may not agree with it, but I want to hear it.
If it wasn't nuts, I'd probably be offended.
Dan, thanks for the phone call. Are you offended, Dan, or are you just thinking it's nuts?
Well, no, I for a moment I was, and I thought, hey, wait a minute. Look, consider the source. You know, this entire country for the last several years have been handing out free passes to everybody that says, oh, poor me, feel sorry for me because. Well, you know, I know a lot of hardworking people that are supporting those people that are whining. And my opinion personally is nobody should be given free rein to get a job over anybody else based on who they are or what they look like. Everybody should be given an equal platform to apply for and gain employment based on their personal qualifications, not on what they look like or what somebody did to their family years ago. This has gone on long enough. We've been holding these people's hands for years, and there's a lot of people that have said, well, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon because why should I work when I'm this kind of person? I can get everything for free. This just perpetuates the disposal of the American treasure through the welfare system. And I don't think I have to go much farther saying that the new socialized medicine, I mean the new health care law that's in position is going to destroy what's left of our culture. If it wasn't the industrial military complex 40 years ago, it's the Obama regime today. Boys, we need to get him out of there and put in somebody who's responsible.
It's Dan, some Upper Midwest sensibility. Thanks for the phone call this morning. You have a Merry Christmas, my friend. Let's go to JB in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going? First of all, everything's nuts these days. My favorite Christmas song is the old Bent Sign. Oh, I mean Old Lang Syne. One of the things that I want to know with the oil scenario in North Dakota, why is it that North Dakota can afford to give $25 per barrel discount to the companies? And, I mean, in a business sense, they say, oh, it's transportation, but does anybody else in the rest of the world give them a $25 per barrel discount?
Well, actually,
I don't think so.
Actually,
if you were my business official and you told me, by the way, also, I'm wasting 30% of your income stream by flaring gas off of your resource, well, I would fire you.
JB, I'll talk to the flaring, and I'll let Pat talk to the transportation cost. As far as the flaring, that's just due to the fact we don't have the infrastructure. And it's coming. It is coming. We are getting those gas pipelines in, but it takes time, and it's a slow process. You got to remember, we're just at the beginning of this oil play and the shale play. We're just at the tip of the iceberg on this, and we do not have the luxury, unfortunately, of states like in Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas, those oil culture states that have that infrastructure in place. So that's what we're working on right now.
They built it 50, 40 years ago, yes. And we're just at the beginning of that. But, JB, what you're talking about with the discount isn't something the government gives them. What happens is that the market says that they're only going to pay them so much because they have to add on the transportation costs. The state has nothing to do with that. In fact, the state is trying to help increase the availability of pipelines in the state of North Dakota because that'll reduce some of those costs associated with moving it out of the state. But that's not a state discount. That is the market saying we're not going to pay as much for North Dakota oil because we've got to move it all the way to Texas to refine it or wherever we're going to use it. And so that's not a state-granted thing. That's just the market. And that, by the way, that's been coming down. As more and more infrastructure is built in the state, there's less and less of a discount for the cost of oil from North Dakota.
And it's going to continue to come down as we start refining more of that oil, more of that product right here in North Dakota. So that is also a good thing with the refinery side of things, with the MDU refinery in Dickinson, the eventual refinery up at Fort Berthold, and now this latest refinery that's going to be taking place in Devil's Lake. So that will come down, and that'll give us a better position to market our product for a more equitable price. Let's get another phone call in. John in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Say, Pat, lest your comments be misconstrued, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to clarify what part of what Phil Robertson said you disagree with. Is it that the female body is more appealing than the male body, or that the Bible says exactly what he says it says?
Actually,
I don't want
that
to be a misunderstanding.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more along the line of the racist comments he made, but
which was where I was coming from.
Steve, have you got the story?
Some of the racist comments he was made was he just didn't see the racism because it was part of, it was the culture he grew up in.
Right.
And he didn't view racism as somebody from the Midwest or the Pacific Northwest or the East Coast or different segments of the country would view racism. And that's where his context, was taken out a little bit because, somebody that's down south in the heart of, well, you gotta admit, they're in redneck central. That is a different viewpoint of racism that what you or I are going to have here in the upper Midwest.
So, John, but thanks, John, for keeping me honest. I just want to be clear. Boy, these
full-time job.
These guests are tough, man. They're no slack here.
Well, we don't have time for another call, but we will get to Marty and Paul coming up next. Also, we're going to talk with North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem on revising the DUI laws, some scams, crime in the oil patch. And don't forget, you can also weigh in. What is your favorite Christmas song? We'd like to know because we're going to play these next week. 855-200-1776. Just press 1. I'm Steve Bachman with Pat Thinkins filling in for Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen, actually filling in for Scott, Pat Finken today. What's in your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. One more quick phone call concerning Duck Dynasty. We'll get Marty in and then Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Marty, what's on your mind today, quickly?
Well, I'm just tired of this political correctness. I'm a small business owner in Bismarck, and if you're for Obamacare or anything to do with Obama, or you're for gun control, or you don't believe what Phil Robertson said, don't call me, don't patronize my business. It's that simple. People need to quit being worried about whose feelings are hurting and go with what's right, politics, business, or just how you live your life.
Marty, well said. Thank you very much as a business owner. Time to transition a little bit to North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem joining us on the program. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
Well, Merry Christmas.
And to you and Pat as well.
Hey, Wayne. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Well, first of all, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the scams that are popping up. Tis the season. We have those... scam season. Seems like things start to arise around the state of North Dakota and around the country this time of the year as we start getting into the holidays. And I think there's a little bit more onus on it because there were some phone scams that were going through the state of North Dakota a few weeks ago. But a lot of people's attention has been shifted to what happens from a scam perspective because of the incident with Target and some 40 million customers of Target since Black Friday having, for all intents and purposes, a good chunk of their identity potentially stolen. What are some of the scams that your office has been seeing popping up around the state that are common this time of year?
Just, the, you know, probably one of the more frequent ones you see these days are at this time of the year are the charitable giving scams, because this is the time for people to, you know, Christmas season, people think about donating to various charities, and also it's the end of the year, so people are starting to look at their tax consequences and want those charitable giving deductions that you can get. And so people really do need to be very careful. And what we always suggest to people is give generously, but give to the people that that you know, not just to people who call you up on the phone and ask you for money. I have a policy that works very well for me. When somebody calls me on the phone, no matter what it is, no matter who they claim to be, I tell them I never do anything over the telephone. I don't commit to make a pledge of any kind. Send me some information that you have in the mail, and then at my leisure, on my time, I will take an opportunity to look at it and see where it fits in with the kind of charities that I prefer to give to. There are so many scams out there that exist that is a policy that just seems to be one of the wisest ones. Plus, it gets them off the phone if you consistently tell them, I do not commit to do anything over the telephone.
Well, a good rule of thumb, Wayne. Wayne, a good rule of thumb is the fact that a lot of people already have their charities down, whether you give through your church, give through the Salvation Army, or some of the other organizations. There's a lot of organizations that you can earmark your donations to, so getting contacted out of the blue, that's definitely not the way to pay attention to something.
It just isn't wise giving, because you don't know whether it's actually the charity that is calling. It can create potential problems, because they may ask then over the telephone for your credit card information and that security number that we all have in the back of the credit card, and set you up for a possibility of being a victim of identity theft, or having unauthorized charges made to your accounts. For all of those reasons, it's just a better idea to plan out what you want to give and then give directly to that organization. There are a lot of scam folks that are use names that are remarkably similar to good, well-known charities, and that's always a problem. And sometimes, too, you will find that the people are calling are telemarketers, which I guess is a often a legal enterprise, but they take a good chunk of the money that that they collect when you call, and some of them can take as much as 90%. So only 10% of your $100 donation will actually go to that charity. So you need to be careful and ask them what their what it is, what percentage it is that they keep. In North Dakota, everyone who solicits charitable contributions has to be registered with the Secretary of State's office, so you can call the Secretary of State's office to verify that it's a charity that's actually registered. But find a charity you know, one that you're comfortable with, and then contact them directly rather than respond to people who are calling you up on the telephone. Or worse, sending you emails asking for contributions. It is always a mistake to respond in any way to unsolicited emails that you get, and certainly not a huge mistake to click on any link that comes with spam emails that you get. You should never do that. Delete them immediately, and then take a look at where you actually want your hard-earned money to go.
Well, and a little shameless plug here is also a source you can go to is ndgives.com. North Dakota has one of the most generous tax credits in the country right now for endowment giving. And so if you're considering a contribution, whether for tax purposes or whatever this time of year, might be also a way for you to check out a variety of different legitimate contributions you can make that also have some very strong tax implications for you. But Wayne, the big story today, of course, is the what happened to Target. And I, you know, everybody is kind of already aware that they got hacked for, what, some 40 million credit card numbers. And a lot of people shop at Target here in North Dakota as well. What should people be doing in light of this news?
Well, that's great to mention, because it is something, and that's a huge number, and a lot of people do shop at Target. I'm one of them. I've been there a couple of times and used my own card and have that same exact worry. And so here's what I've done. You need to check your records, check your bank account statements, check if you have online banking, check to see what charges are being made and see if there's anything unauthorized. In particular, you don't look just for a huge amount of money that might be disappearing. It could be a very small amount, just a couple of bucks, that will be unauthorized charge on your account. And they do that not because they want the $2, but because they sell those credit card numbers to other scam operators. And when they do that, they can tell them that they know that this is a valid active account. So number one, check those accounts and look, scrutinize to make sure that there are no unauthorized charges. If you are nervous beyond that, you can go and get a credit freeze. That is a freeze on anyone opening any kind of an unauthorized, any kind of an account, credit account in your name. I've done that myself. You go to the three credit reporting agencies, and I think it costs you $5 a piece. If you are not a victim, it's free. If it turns out that you are an actual victim of identity theft or credit card fraud, and for that nominal fee, you can get a freeze. Nobody, not even you, can open an account, a credit account without knowing a secret password that you've been supplied to actually to thaw the credit freeze that you have.
If you have any questions for Attorney General Wayne Stengem, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Wayne, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the overhaul that may or may not be taking place with some of the DUI laws. Some legislators have come out and wanted to take a look at tweaking what took place as far as the DUI laws. What is your stance on that? You know, one of the things that I looked at was the drug court was taken out of this. To me, it looked like a lot of flexibility on the side of the courts was removed. What is your take on that? Is there something that needs to be tweaked on this, or should you let the system work?
There are some things that need to be tweaked, I think. This was a major comprehensive overhaul. I support it. I still do. I have said this is no time to back off from the much stricter laws that we have. But whenever there's a major overhaul, you're going to find that some minor issues come up. And one of the most significant ones is that I think nobody in the legislature considered is that it eliminated the ability of serial DUI offenders to get into that very useful and very helpful drug court process. And that's one of the things that I think needs to be tweaked. But and there are a couple other relatively minor things to be looked at. But by and large, it's a new law. I think it's something that's going to work. Tougher penalties, but also I think a very important component is the 24/7 sobriety program for anyone who's convicted of a second or subsequent offense. There is enforced sobriety. They're prohibited from consuming alcohol, and in order to assure compliance with that, they're required to go in twice a day in the morning and in the evening, blow into a tube at their expense, and if there's any detectable alcohol, they're immediately taken into custody. For those folks who have jobs, and many people do nowadays, that make it difficult for them to get in, we have ankle bracelets that they can wear to assure that they're in compliance. These are the kinds of things that I am very optimistic will have a positive impact on what we're trying to do here to keep our highways safe, because we're in a crisis situation here in North Dakota with a number of driving under the influence offenses that we're seeing in North Dakota. Too many people in this state are celebrating their Christmas holidays this year without a loved one who was killed as a result of impaired driving, and it's something that has to stop.
Wayne, let's go to the phones. Brian at Jamestown, did you have a question for the Attorney General?
I didn't really have a question, just a comment on some of these phone scams. I had a guy call me a couple months back, and he told me he was with Publishers Clearinghouse, and I had won $850,000. I guess I should elaborate a little bit more. I drive a lot, so I get kind of lonely, and I knew right away it was a scam, so I kind of played with this guy a little bit. And, you know, he's, how do you feel about your winnings? And, you know, I acted like I was just so elated, and all he wanted from me was to go to Walmart, get a Green Dot card, put $256 on it and send it to him for a processing fee on the prize that I had just won. And he even went into detail as to, would you like to make your winnings public or private? And I told him, I said, well, let's make it public. And the guy goes, well, you know, paparazzi are going to be breathing down your neck. You know, I think you should make it private. And I, well, what the heck, let's make it private. I had him on the phone for 38 minutes, and the guy says, you know, once again, how do you feel about your winnings? And I just, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe it. And right before he got off the phone, I said, excuse me, sir. And he goes, yes. And I said, do you think North Dakotans are stupid? And the guy hung up the phone on me. 5 minutes later, I get a call back from this guy, and he turned from a Jamaican to Tony Montana from Scarface, and he threatened to kill me and my family, and I just laughed at him. I was like, really, buddy?
Wow.
You know, this issue with the Green Dot cards that you're talking about, those are preloaded, basically credit cards is what they amount to, and they have a number on them, a serial number. That's the validation code for them.
Wayne, like, we're up against like the break. Can you hold on over the break, Wayne? When we come back, more with Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Brian, thanks for the phone call, 701-258-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hold on track. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Pat Fink, sitting in for Scott Hinn, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Also, what's your favorite Christmas song? We'd like to know, 855-200-1776. Just press 1. We'd like to know what your favorite Christmas song is. We'll make sure we get those on next week. We're talking with North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Wayne, before we move on to another topic, quickly going back to Brian's. In a case like that, our previous caller, what do you do? I want to give you an opportunity to finish, but what do you do? What should you do as far as contacting authorities when you get a phone call like that?
Hang up. Anyone should know that in order to win a prize that includes the Publishers Clearinghouse or any other sweepstakes, it is illegal to attempt to collect money in advance. But it was interesting that I had the same kind of call that came in to me that the gentleman who called in talked about. We try to see if there's some way that we can trace them, but it is very difficult to do that because it's like peeling an onion where the phone number that's reported is what we call a spoofed telephone number. It's not accurate, so you can go and check what that telephone number is, but that's been routed through another telephone number, through another telephone number, and then eventually it winds up with somebody who's out in Jamaica or someplace in a jurisdiction that we can't go after. And so it's very difficult to find these people, though we do try. The best thing to do is just hang up and recognize that it is always illegal to try to demand that somebody pay money to win a sweepstakes.
Yeah, actually, my office number got spoofed, and we were taking calls on a very similar kind of situation, and somebody just grabbed ours, and so it showed up on caller ID as Odney.
Yep.
So, yeah, the best thing to do is just shut them down.
Yep, because sometimes they will use the legitimate telephone of a legitimate business, and so then you call, and sometimes we've had businesses who are very unhappy, of course, because it sounds like they're the scam artists when they're not. They're just a victim of a telephone number spoof.
Well, I'm not sure we're legitimate, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Well, I think
we've only got a few minutes left.
We
and
don't
I
have any open files on you of the consumer petition.
Hey, we only got a couple minutes left, and I do want to talk about the extraordinary places discussion that's going on at the Industrial Commission. And obviously, you know, there's two sides to this. There's a lot of push and back and forth on this issue, but why don't you take people through kind of what you're thinking and what you're hoping to accomplish on that extraordinary places list that you've developed for the Industrial Commission?
You know, we have some of the finest areas in the nation. We always, as North Dakotans, I think, tend to have something of an inferiority complex when people start talking about the Rocky Mountains and the oceans and the, you know, all of those things. And then you go out to Western North Dakota and you think, this is about as beautiful as any place I've ever been. And there's, of course, a lot of oil development out there. I'm supportive of it. But there's some unique areas that I think if somebody is proposing to establish or set up a drilling operation, that we need to make sure we have some considerations of what we can do to minimize the impact in those areas, whether it be put the rig up behind a bluff, for example, or paint it to blend in, or maybe even hook up to a pipeline to move the product out before you do the drilling so you can reduce the flaring. But there's a couple of, you know, very important considerations that I've been going through as I've been looking at what we can do to just make sure we're protecting those areas. And first of among them is that we need to recognize private people own those minerals. They have a legal and a constitutional right to have them developed, and I don't think that we can legally or in any other way stop it. What we can do, though, is to make sure that we have a process in place to make sure that we're minimizing any of the impact to the extent that we're able to, and then also make sure that we're circling around and allowing at a meaningful time the public to make comments on proposals for oil rig development in those areas, and also to make sure that we're circling around all the public agencies that may have an interest, whether it's Parks and Rec or Game and Fish and those kinds of agencies. And so I think it's always a very difficult balance to strike. And I think in many respects we've done a pretty good job on doing that. But too often I think the public and even some government agencies feel that they're not given a meaningful opportunity at a meaningful time to offer their own input that needs to be considered. And so that's what the plan that I've been working on does, recognizing the competing interests between the people who have a right to produce what they own. And then our duty to try to minimize the impact as much as we feasibly can do. And so that's a proposal that I put forth yesterday, and we'll be proceeding with it in the Industrial Commission. A lot of all of these decisions actually are being made now, because it's we always have to look at issues of where we're siting these rigs and these operations in very sensitive areas. But I think that it's incumbent on the Industrial Commission as a matter of public policy to have a public process that's in place. Designate what the places are. Don't tell anyone we're not having development there because I don't think we can, but assure that we're doing everything we can to minimize the impact.
Wayne, we're coming up against a break in about 30 seconds. I wanted to talk a little bit about crime and how that ties into the oil patch. I've been hearing a lot of reports about a lot more drug crime. What is your office seeing?
There is a lot more drug crime, but that's not something that's unique just to the oil sector of North Dakota. And it's always very difficult for me because I report what the statistics are. I certainly know as Attorney General what the crime issues are here in North Dakota. And then I read reports like the one that came from the New York Times recently, making it look like we were a lawless territory without any law enforcement officials whatsoever. That's not accurate. The fact is the crime is up. We didn't have a good year in 2012. Crime was up in all areas of the state, and that includes especially our violent crime, aggravated assault, and so forth.
But Wayne, we're against the break. Merry Christmas, my friend. Thanks for joining us on What's in Your Mind.
Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling at Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires. Leech Lake Adventure Rides on the Chase Track Vehicle. Live entertainment of the 502 restaurant and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.